Good morning, everyone. Today is the 29th of November, Tuesday morning. And we've covered this before, but I want to cover it again because it points out some things that we need to remember. And that's in the 68th Psalm. I'm going to make a few comments about it, then I'm going to have Mark read it. The 68th Psalm starts out, "To the chief musician, a psalm, a song of David, let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God, yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name Jah, and rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst reach through the wilderness, when thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah. The earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel." Well, we see how God demonstrates his presence in a mighty way, even when they were worshiping in the tents. There, sometimes the tents would be filled with smoke of the presence of God. "Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. The congregation hath dwelt therein. Thou, O God, hast prepared of the goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it." Just think how many messages have been proclaimed regarding the Bible since the inception of history until this day. Millions and millions and millions of gospel tidings have been proclaimed throughout the earth. "The kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have lean among the pots, yet shall ye be as of the wings of a dove, covered with silver and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in salmon. The hill of God is as a hill of Bashan, a high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye, high hills? This is the hill which God desireth to dwell in, yea, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them as in Sinai in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive, thou hast received gifts of men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. But God shall wound the head of his enemies, even the hairy scalp of such as one as goeth on still in his trespasses." Well, we see where Christ, when he was slain on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary, that he bruised the head of the serpent, didn't he? The head of the serpent has been bruised forever. "The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies and the tongue of thy dogs in the same, They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after, among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God in the congregations, even the Lord from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin with their ruler, and the princes of Judah and their council, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. The God hath commanded thy strength to strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls with the calves of the people, till everyone submit himself with a piece of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord, Selah, to him that rideth upon the heaven of heavens, which were of old. Lo, he doth send out his voice, and that is a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, thou art terrible out of the holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God. Well, this again is ascribing all glory and honor and power to the only God. Isaiah describes God as there's none beside me. So as Mark reads this morning, let us remember that God is still in control. He's still the awesome sovereign God of the universe.
Thank you. Psalms chapter 68. The chief musician, a psalm or song of David. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Them also that hate him flee before him. The smoke is driven away, so drive him away. His wax melt before the fire, so let the wicked perish in the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto psalms, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Jah. Jah had rejoiced before him, the father, the fatherless, and the judge, the widows, God, and his holy habitation. God setteth the solitaries and families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, the rebellious dwell in the dry land. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved the presence of God, the God of Israel. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Congregation had dwelled therein. Thou, O God, hast prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word, great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have lion among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove, covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. No mighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow and salmon. Hill of God is the hill of Bashan, the high hill is the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye high hills? It's the hill which God desired to dwell in. Yea, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive, thou hast received gifts from men, yea, for rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and the God of the Lord belong the issues from death. But God shall wound the head of his enemies, and the hairy scalp of such a one as goeth on still in his trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan. I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea. Thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thy enemies, and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. The singers went before. The players on instruments followed after, and among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God, the congregations, even the Lord from the foundation of Israel. There is little Benjamin with the ruler, and the princes of Judah and their council, the princes of Zebulun, the princes of Naphtali. Thy God hath commanded thy strength, strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee, rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bowls which cast the people, till every one submit himself a piece of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kings of the earth, O sing praises unto the Lord of Selah. To him that riseth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, lo, he does send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God, his excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God.
Yeah.
We need a good dose of the sovereignty of God on a daily basis in the times we're living in, don't we? God bless.